Blog Talk Radio.
We had our instructions.
Praise Him. God bless. Yes, we will give them again. Can you hear me?
No, that's okay. You give them once, that's good enough. Good morning to all of you. This is Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. It's wonderful to be on the prayer line this morning. And thank God for everything He's done to all. Just want to thank Him for everything. God bless you and you and you. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, oh, we thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you. Thank you for.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Being you, God, you are so real.
Yes.
And we love you and we appreciate you. Thank you for the amazing grace of God. And thank you, Lord, for the blog talk last night.
Oh God,
where you gained billions of praises. Thank you for what you told me. I appreciate it so very much.
Oh God,
you are a hero, God. We lift you up and we give you adoration and praise. Jesus, we praise you.
Oh God.
In the name of Jesus, we approach you. We are so
reverent
in your name, Lord. Thank you for helping those who have lost loved ones. God, you've been every step of the way. Oh, you've been so wonderful to your people.
Wonderful, Lord.
We dare not approach without asking you to give all sins permission.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
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 Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Glory to the Most High God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
God, we thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Thank you.
God bless all of you on the prayer line. It's wonderful to hear your voices and to enter into praise and thanksgiving with you and to his courts with praise. This is a great day.
Thank
you. God be praised everywhere. My.
Thank you.
Oh, God, thank you. Won't you get your praise reports ready today so when we call for you, you have thought about it, and you'll be ready to give your praise report.
Thank you,
Jesus. Or the station identification, and give you a minute or so, and we're going to give God praise.
Oh.
Ambassador Hagen, you are doing an excellent job. We ask that you come now with station identification. Give Bishop, give Ambassador Bishop Hagen our regards. Thank
you.
Thank
you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Good morning. Yes, sir. We love you, sir. We do salute our Chief International Ambassador today. Hallelujah. God bless you, sir. We honor, amen, Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of these lines. Hallelujah. Ambassador in her own right, Mother Adelaide Johnson, mother to the nations, to all of the bishops, to my husband as well. Hallelujah to all of the pastors, all of the other broadcasters, to everyone who's listening from all around the world. We do thank God for each and every one of you. And this is Ambassador Hagen again, and we are excited about broadcasting here live from the studio, NPA.com, live. We can be reached 347-934-0207. We're being heard literally all over the world, in Ukraine, Netherlands, Belgium, Ireland, Germany, Italy, France, Portugal, Spain, Austria, Slovenia, Hungary, Greece, oh my God, the Ukraine, Poland, Czech Republic, Russia, Lithuania, my God, Ireland, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Lebanon, Egypt, Turkey, Syria, Jordan, oh my God, Saudi Arabia, oh, the signal just keeps expanding, and we are reaching farther, oh my God, and we thank God literally all over the world. More than 90 million listeners. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. With more than that. And we thank God for what he's doing, how he's using our international ambassador to get this message across. And we appreciate his sacrifice and his staff every night on the Blog Talk Radio. And I'll tell you, God is moving in an incredible way. And Chief, if it's okay with you, I'd like to just give your address to the blog listeners. Some of them have been wondering how could they make contact with you. And if it's okay with you, I'd just like to give that before I turn it.
God bless you.
Thank you. Okay. Praise the Lord. For those of you who are listening from the blog radio, and here's the address that you can reach our Chief International Ambassador. That number, the address is P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. And you want to address it to Dr. Bernard, B as in Victor, V-E-R-N-A-R-D, Johnson, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. And I understand some of you want to do that, and so you have that, keep that tuck nearby, holy, so you can obey the Lord. God bless you, and Chief, we certainly do thank God for the excellent job that you're doing in getting this message across the world. And may God forever bless you, sir. Back to you.
Thank you so much. You're doing an excellent job. Thank you so much, Ambassador Julie Hagan. We just want to open up the praise line this morning for anybody who has a praise. Yeah, you want to get it out. Amen. I thank God for all of you. God has given you a praise. Don't miss when God gives you a victory. Don't miss it. Remember what he's done for you. Bless his holy name. What he's done for you. Psalms 105:1-2. Make known the Lord's deeds among the people. And we look for you to do that. And God's looking for you to say something. You had a praise, whether you had a prayer request, and God specifically did it for you. And he's looking for you to say it. Amen. It's not a good feeling when you give a present to somebody and they don't even appreciate it. No, that's not a good feeling. He really looks for you to make known his deeds. Why? Because he's trying to get somebody around you who's listening to you to have enough faith to believe him also. And you miss it. Don't miss what God's trying to do to you. Amen. You ask him to use you, give you a praise report. Amen. We love you and we thank God for you. For those who want to, the line is open to you. Who's the first one with the praise report this morning?
Bring it, Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Doug from Minneapolis. And
yes, Mother.
I thank and praise God for a shirt on my head. He woke me up out of a sleep. He watched over me all night long last night. I thank God for my health and my strength. I don't feel bad at all. I just thank him. I thank him. I just can't thank him enough. Because he allowed me to walk and talk to him all day long. I just thank God. I just feel good in my soul today because he has brought me. Today is the 4th of December, 2012. The 4th of December, that's the day that my husband Walker passed. And I just thank and praise God that I'm still alive. I thank and praise God for the prayer life, for praying for me, that I will get through my agreement. And I just thank and praise God. He's been gone now for 2 years. So I just thank and praise God that I'm still alive and I'm still born old in Jesus. Please pray for me.
We will, Mother. God bless you. Amen. Such a sweet mother. God bless her. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. To God be the glory. This is Sister Bernita from area code 616. I just want to thank the Lord for taking us over the dangerous highways last week, Saturday. We went to Deacon Williams' funeral in another city, and we started out on our journey. We had prayed before we made our departure. And we didn't think roads were bad. We thought they were pretty good. But before we could make it to the expressway, we watched a car do a 360-degree turnaround. And we prayed as it was happening, as it was taking place. And we just thank God that the driver was not injured at all. And the person that was driving, they were able to straighten up the car and go on their merry way. But I just want to say to God be the glory, because it could have been a very tragic accident. And I just thank God just for taking us over the expressway without incident or accident.
Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful.
Good morning. This is Peter from Gary, Nana. I thank God for much.
You're on for Dr. Johnson. Now, everybody on the prayer line this morning, I thank God for watching on me all night last night. I thank you to keep me. I thank you for yesterday. I was feeling very, very bad. And he shot me all through the day and through the night. And I thank him for his grace, and I thank for his mercy because he's so good. I just continue to bless God. I to praise God all the time. I don't give praise to him on the air all the time, but I thank God all the time. And I bless, thank you and praise him for what he do for me, because if I didn't, he wouldn't be doing this. And I know for him to keep on doing it, I have to praise him and give him my blessing. Give him a blessing. I thank God this morning. So y'all continue to pray for me and my family.
Thank you so much, Sister Peterson. God bless you. Anyone else wishing to give God a praise report?
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy, for his mercy endureth forever. I give honor to God this morning, to our leader, Dr. Johnson, and to all of you on the prayer line.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing to be able to have a good night's rest and be awakened by the Spirit of God for the prayer in the morning. And I thank God because I had a wonderful night of rest, and the Lord woke me up on time for the prayer this morning, and he's still working in my spirit and soul. I thank God. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say this morning, don't stop teaching about the Holy Ghost, because that's where our power come from. Oh,
mm-hmm.
God, that's where our leader come. He teaches,
mm-hmm.
He'll teach us all things. What? Forever, the Christ have taught us. And I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I tell you, that's what's happened so many years ago. I say about 20 years ago, we stopped hearing much about the Holy Ghost. People don't teach it too much. But we got to keep teaching about the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That's our power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You shall receive power.
Mm-hmm.
Power to be witnesses in Jerusalem, Samaritan, and to Judea and to the utmost part of the earth. So I thank God this morning because I'm saved from sin, sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, have a mind to run on as never before. I'm pressing my claim, and I'm going to stay right here until the Lord calls me home. I don't care what the devil got to say, but I thank God. I'm going to hold on to his unchanging hands of the Lord. Pray for Mother Johnson, God, to get the glory out of my life.
We certainly will, Ma. God bless you.
Thank
you.
You
sound strong. Amen. How are you feeling?
Amen. Very well. God is blessing me. Really. Thank
Run around
Lord.
That room 3 times and tell the Lord thank you.
I'm going to let you do that for me.
Okay, Mom. God bless you. All right.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Just having a little fun with her. Amen.
All right. God bless you. Bless
God,
you.
My mother. Amen. All right. Dr. Diggs, all the way in Ferguson, you're in the queue. Amen. We want to hear your praise report. Are you there?
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. Good morning, prayer line. I just thank God for waking me up this morning and blessing me to continue to give him the praise. I just want to say thank you again to the prayer line for yesterday. We sat in a room all day yesterday trying to make sure that our students were safe and that we didn't have a repeat of Tuesday when we had, I would have to say, probably over 400 or 500 or more students walk out. Yesterday, no one walked out, and I know that that was because of prayer. And I just thank God, thank God, thank God that no student walked out yesterday. You just don't know how happy I am that we were able to put systems in place, people in place, and the students were able to listen and not walk out of the campus on yesterday. I thank God for taking me through a telephone interview. I ended the interview just saying, Lord, you know the answers I gave, and I did it from the bottom of my heart and with you in mind. So I just ask God to take it from there and ask the saints to continue to pray for me.
Wow, wow. Thank God for you, Dr. Diggs, and we'll continue to pray for you. Amen. All right, Elder Davis, you're in the queue. If you have a praise report, it's open to you.
Amen. Good morning. God bless you. Amen.
Good
we do. Amen. Honor the leader, amen, of this prayer line, Dr. Johnson. Amen. All of those that are uplifting the man of God's hand, it is a blessing, amen, to be alive on today. Amen. I can tell you it is a blessing. I definitely thank the Lord for his healing virtue, and I thank him for what he's doing in my life. Amen. I truly, truly thank God for hearing Mother Johnson on the prayer line. Amen. She was such an inspiration, amen, to me. Amen. As she said, we got to continue to teach on the Holy Ghost. I enjoy you, Mother Johnson. Pray that God give you long life and longevity upon this earth. Dr. Johnson, we love you. Those that up on his hands, keep, amen, keep God first. We love you all. Elder Davis, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
God
bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Ambassador Lady Betty, you're in the queue. The line is open to you always. Oh, you there?
Good morning to everyone.
God bless you.
I thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank God for his presence in the room.
Yeah.
And I thank God for the people on the prayer line. This prayer line means a lot to me every morning when I wake up to start my day. So I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for prayers that you send up in my behalf and that I send up in your behalf. So I want you to have a fantastic day today, and God bless everyone.
God bless you, baby. God bless you.
God bless you. All right. Mother Duncan, you're in the queue. Line is open to you.
Amen. Did you say Mother Duncan?
Mother Duncan, yes.
Amen. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Amen. And I just clocked in just about a minute ago. Amen. Just in due time. The Lord is good. Amen. And he's worthy to be praised. And when I start thinking about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I tell you my soul began to cry out. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Amen, for saving little me. Truly, I do praise and I magnify the Lord. Amen, for this is the day that the Lord has made. And I am rejoicing, and I am glad in it. Thank God for you, Dr. Johnson. Amen, Mother Johnson. Amen to all of the saints. Amen, on the prayer line. I praise and I magnify the Lord because I heard somebody say, amen, this prayer line is a blessing to them. But I want you to know it certainly is a blessing to me, amen, just to be able to get up and hear the voices of the many saints all over the world, amen, on this prayer line, giving praises and giving honor to the God of our salvation, amen. I want to say I love each one of you, amen, and continue to pray for us that the will of the Lord will be done in our lives. God bless each one of you. Love you so much. Love
God
you.
Bless you. We love you. God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you.
All right, Sister Ernestine Riley, you're in the queue. I'd like to hear your praise report this morning.
Thank you.
Sister Ernestine Riley, are you there?
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Mother Willie Johnson, let me see.
Thank you, Jesus.
She already gave hers. Mother Digby, you're in the queue.
Hello?
The line is open to you.
This is Sister Ernestine Riley. I'm sorry I couldn't get on. But, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I just want to thank the Lord, first of all, for waking me up this morning. And I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to get up after he woke me up. I thank him for that. I thank God for this prayer line, because truly, as I've heard others say, I can attest to that, that this prayer line has been a blessing for me. And I thank God for Sister Dolores Washington introducing me to this prayer line a couple of years ago, and I thank God. But I just want to give this I guess it's a praise report. On Sunday night, I was on the blog radio, and I was on with my cell phone, and I had only one bar on there. And I was thinking, you know, throughout this praise time that I would be able to, you know, stay on the line, that the phone would not cut out. Do you not know that phone kept blinking, low battery, but, you know, we stayed on, like, really, really late, and the phone stayed on all that time, and as soon as we got ready to hang up, the phone went off. But I just want to say this to you, Dr. Johnson. I just want to praise God for you. My prayer is for you daily. I thank God because you are an example of what you were teaching on Sunday night. You really taught under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and that was being consistent and persistent. consistent. And I thank God for that. And I thank you how you told us to, what is it, in strong, fight, be strong. And I thank God for that. You all pray for me.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You know, a lot of people don't think that we need to be encouraged. You know, they say, well, he gets it all the time. I'm learning, even as I get more mature in Christ, that every encouragement means a lot. The small things that mean a lot to me now. I've had the big house, the cars, all that. But the small things, my mother saying, son, you can make it. That means a lot to me. Sister Ernestine Raleigh saying, I appreciate that means a lot to me. So all those encouraging words, thank you so very, very much. Amen. I saw Sister Geraldine Garnett. You're in the queue, Sister Garnett, and the line is open to you.
God bless you. But this is today that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank the Lord for this. Thank God for Dr. Johnson and Mother Johnson and all the saints on this prayer line. It has truly been a blessing to me. Of the year of 2014, God has truly, truly blessed me. He has brought me out a mighty, mighty, mighty long ways, and he has made ways out of no ways for me. And Dr. Johnson, you have really, really been a truly blessing to the people of God, and I just thank God how the Lord is really using you, and you stay encouraged and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord and keep on doing what you're doing. And I thank God for Lady Betty, and I'm praying for each and every one. God bless you. Love you, everyone that's on this first group prayer line. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Geraldine Garnett.
Bless
all
you.
Right. Sister Castile, you in the queue. Are you there? If so,
yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson, Mother Johnson, and Lady Betty. God bless you all today. I'm so grateful to be alive and to have all the benefits that the Lord has given us freely, nothing from yesterday, all new today. I'm just grateful to be alive and to have life eternal, to have a home on the other side of the universe that the Lord has created. I'm so glad to be in his presence and to be with you all, saints. I love to hear your voices in the morning, and God is doing great and wonderful things here in Minnesota. We don't have any snow. I know you'll think that, but no snow here. No snow to be found. So we're just grateful, and we know it's coming, but we're grateful, and we're blessed. You all have a blessed and wonderful, safe day today. God bless you.
God bless you.
Yes.
Castillo, God bless you. All right. A few others in the queue. Ambassador Pfeiffer. She's in the queue. The line is open to you, Ambassador Pfeiffer.
Good morning. God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. I am thanking God for all the praise this morning. Go up to the throne of God. I am so excited about the Lord. I believe I will just continue to trust in him.
Goodness and mercy following me all the days of my life, and dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. Pray, my strength in the Lord. God bless everybody. Love hearing all of the testimonies.
God bless you. Thank you so much. I'm going to go. I see Dr. Mary Lacey's in the queue, and I want Sister Jerry Hall. Stand by. Amen. Get a boost right here from Sister Jerry Hall. All right, Dr. Mary Lacey, you're in the queue.
Good morning. God bless each of you this morning.
Good morning.
His love, his grace, and his mercy upon you, Dr. Johnson, ambassador of this prayer line, Mother Johnson. I am just so happy, and Mother Betty, the First Lady, I just want to say this to Mother Johnson. She kept on praying, and she kept on bringing her grandson before this prayer line. A lot of people might have thought, oh, God, I got to hear this. But I tell you, she talked to God, and she had everybody talking to him. And we thank God for that young man this morning that God has blessed and brought back to his, oh God, back to where he needs to be.
Thank you.
And we just thank God for Mother Johnson. Her spirit, her moods, I tell you, and her life that she has lived will be an example for years and years to come. God bless each of you this morning.
Thank you, Jeff.
Have death in the family. I'm getting ready for a parade from Mary's Mission to Lake County Jails on the 20th of December. The parade is coming up really well, and the giveaways are coming up beautiful. God bless you. You pray for me while I pray for you. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, for your prayer.
Thank you.
All right.
Good morning. It's Sister Jerry. Good morning, everyone. I'm just happy to be alive. Hallelujah. Lord, I just thank you for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for blessing big and small. Hallelujah. I was blessed with $3.25. I just can't tell you how excited and happy I am about $3.25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Yeah, bless you.
Amen for you, Sister Jerry. You always give me a boost. I appreciate that. Amen. Oh, so much excitement. And we pray. It's Sister Thelma Rush, are you still there? You were in the queue. Are you there, Sister Rush? She's been helping on the block line as well as some of the others. Thank God for Sister Bonita, who's really helping on the block line. Thank God for her. All right. We'll open up the line maybe for one or two more. Who wants to give a praise report? The line is open to you. Jump in there. Sister Rush, I see you in the block, in the queue.
Hello?
Go ahead, Sister Rush.
I thank God this morning for waking me up. I thank God for everyone on the prayer line, on the line this morning. I thank God for each and every one. I thank God that he's been so good to me. And I really thank God that I can get up in the morning and give thanks to him. And I think that I can get up at night and give thanks to him. So I want you all continue to pray for me.
Thank you, Sister Rush. And that's so very important. You not only can praise the Lord in the morning here, but we are on at 9 o'clock at night on the blog line. I'll give that number out before we leave today. The Lord says the same. All right. I'll take one more. Who wants to give a praise report? One more. Anybody?
Chris.
All right. Go ahead.
I thank God for the bill on the prayer line this morning. I just thank God for Ambassador Johnson and his mother, the First Lady, and everyone on the prayer line. I just thank God, too, because truly it's a blessing to get me started on my way every morning. I just enjoy it so much. And I just thank y'all because I know you're praying for me and my family, and I'm just so grateful. May God ever bless you, and may God keep all y'all in his care. Thank you so much. Y'all have a blessed day, and I love all of you.
Thank you, Mother Britt.
God bless her. God bless her.
A long time. God bless you, and we appreciate you, Mother Britt.
Yes, God bless her.
All right, we want to have some prayer this morning. If you have a prayer request, well, just before I move there, is there one more? You were waiting? If so, jump in there for
you. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Charlotte.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And thank you, Lord, for today. It is a thankful Thursday, and I am thanking God for this prayer line. Been praying since I've been laid off. There is a job there today with my job that was closed. Can't nobody do it but Jesus. Close down and pay you out and then reopen months later. Lord, I just thank you. Hallelujah. I can't scream it, but hallelujah. I know y'all can feel me. So I am just giving glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. What a day. Thankful Thursday.
All right.
That's my praise report today, and I just thank you because I've learned how to pray for a good job. A good
all
job.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Even if God don't open this one, he got something for Charlotte. So, God, thank you.
Hallelujah.
I thank you because I never would have took this time off, but I sure did need it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have a wonderful day, y'all.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Giving honor to Dr. Johnson and everyone on the prayer line. I thank and praise the Lord for this prayer line. I was late getting on today because I have to get my son ready for his workshop on Wednesday and Thursday, but I thank the Lord for getting on. I want to say yesterday I called for prayer unspoken, but I thank the Lord for how the Lord just worked it all out. It was just things that was in my mind. I didn't want to say it all, but God worked it all out and blessed me with peace of mind. I thank God for peace of mind. I thank God for all of you, and I love all of you.
Thank you so much.
Ask a prayer for one of our church and other things. And praying for the family. She was 93 years old. So when our church lost the Harris, Sister Cora Harris. So I'm praying for her children and grandchildren. Because a large amount of children and grandchildren. So we'll be feeling like her tomorrow. So pray for the family. And also pray for my eyes.
Her name is Sister Harris.
Cora Harris.
Cora Harris.
Church mother, she's 93.
Okay. All right, anybody else with a prayer request?
Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I want to first thank you for praying for my grandson.
Yeah,
and I still don't want you to leave him now because when he come out, he's going to need a job.
Sure.
I want you to pray that the Lord turn his mind completely round toward him and surrender his will to the Lord. Let the Lord save him real good and give him a good job that will last him until he come off on his pensions. I want a job for him where he can stay there until he can come off. God bless you. And I love every one of you.
Thank you.
All right, Mother Johnson. All right, the line is open to you. You have a prayer request.
Mother Johnson from Indianapolis.
All right, Mother Johnson from Indianapolis. Okay.
Asking y'all to continue to pray for my church family, Pastor Gina, and continue to pray for my grandkids so I can, the Lord will bless me to get them some beds to sleep in. So I'm still asking the Lord to show me a way to do that. So y'all keep praying for me.
Amen.
Bless them.
All right.
Bless
them. I have a prayer request this morning. This is Dr. Lacey. I want the Lord to lift Monique up. She's being cut on her job back down to 3 days a week. And she has her son that she's got to take care of. No husband. No other support. And I'm asking the Lord to bless that young woman. Let her turn all the way to Christ.
Yeah.
And I'm asking you all to pray for Monique and all of my grandkids. But I especially bring her before this prayer line this morning.
Yes, God bless.
All right. Yes, all right.
This is Ambassador-elect Sister Gina, and I'm asking you all if you would pray for me. This is day 3 of a migraine, and it'll go and it'll come, it'll go and it'll come, but I'm just asking if you all put me on the prayer list this morning.
Yeah. You know, God bind you in the name.
Is it there right now?
Mm. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Is it there right now?
Oh, Mama.
All right. I'll pray and I'll close it. Someone else pray and then I'll pray. Go ahead, Mother Johnson. I heard you.
God of heaven. God of heaven. In the name of Jesus. Lord, here we are before you with thanksgiving.
Work, Lord.
You said in your word in everything, give thanks for it's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. And Lord, we want to thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way. We're looking to thee right now, Lord. Right now by faith, believing in your word. You said in your word, St. John 14:14, you said anything we ask in your name, that you would do it. Lord, we ask you in the name of the Father and the Holy Ghost to reach out to Sister Gina right now. Not only Sister Gina, but touch your people right now. But you, I mean, you know about this
right
stuff.
Now, Jesus.
You know all about it. You know about this
Thanks
stuff.
God.
Lord, we're looking to thee by faith, Lord,
oh, yes.
Still. knowing you got the power in your hand. And we say to you, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, loose your curse and come on out of there. Take your hands off. In the name of Jesus. Take your hands off, Satan. She belongs to the Lord. God bind you and cast you out in the name of Jesus. I say we say yes to the Lord. Lord, we know you're real and know you got the power in your hand. Bind
Satan.
Thank you. And we magnify you because you're worthy.